This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The Italian Council for Refugees, an NGO promoting the rights of refugees and asylum seekers, says the people smugglers who cram hundreds of migrants onto rickety boats that are obviously unseaworthy are akin to mass murderers. The accusation came from Christopher Hein, a spokesman for the council, when asked for his reaction to the latest tragedy involving migrants, where an overcrowded boat carrying more than 500 migrants capsized in the southern Mediterranean. Hein said the only effective way of stopping the unscrupulous people smugglers and preventing a recurrence of these tragedies at sea is to open up legal channels for immigration into Europe. He spoke to me earlier.
Precisely, the last tragedy has shown that in February boat, there were more than 500 people pressed one body to another. And this is due to the calculation of the smugglers who know very well that such a boat cannot cross the sea towards Lampedusa or towards the southern coast of Sicily. So it is really, these are mass murders, to name it very precisely, those who are making money out of the desperation of people to come over to Italy or to other European countries. Having said this, according to the Coast Guard in Italy or to the Navy, it is in a certain way paradoxical that one has to wait that people are in danger in the sea and then intervene to rescue and to bring them to Italy. The normal and natural question is, can this not be done before? Can it not be possible to open finally humanitarian corridors, possibility of a legal arrival directly from the country of transit or even of the country of origin of these people?
So these appeals to open legal channels of immigration to stop the trade in trafficking people, to stop the deaths at sea, has always fallen on deaf ears.
Well, it is the only efficient mode of struggling against the criminal organizations, the organized these transfers of people, because as long as there is a market, as long as the people have no other choice, any police operations, law enforcement activities are quite useless because these people will reorganize themselves all the time.
One thing that becomes clear is how many lives have been saved on a daily basis by the Italian and the other international ships that are patrolling these waters. If we didn't have these people, it would be a massacre each day, wouldn't it, of hundreds of people losing their lives?
Yes, that's for sure. The interventions done first some time ago only by Italy under the operation that was called Mare Nostrum. Later on, the European engagement in safe and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. And also, more recently, private ships of private associations of different European countries having exclusively the objective to save lives, to give assistance to people in difficulty at the sea. Otherwise, it would really be a disaster. So we have, unfortunately, in these first 5 months of the year, even more losses of life in the Mediterranean. If we take also the Aegean Sea between Turkey and Greece, then during the same period a year ago.
Do you think this fear among many people about mass migration is partly because there are worries that jihadist groups like ISIS could be infiltrating the migrant route by using it to ship their followers to Europe?
Well, you know, when we speak about legal channels, that means also necessarily that the identification of the people is done before they arrive at the shores of Europe. Now, in the present circumstances, we do not know who are these people who come. We may know it only afterwards once they are here. One of the advantages of having legal channels is that the people would arrive with a humanitarian visa. And of course, this visa is issued only upon identification, about fingerprinting and check if there are any criminal records on the person before. So it is also a question of security.
I was speaking there to Christopher Hein, spokesperson for the Italian Council for Refugees.